Among the dozens of hunger strikes at the U.S. Detention Center at Guantanamo Bay is a 44-year-old Shakar Amer. He's the last British resident in the camp, held there for more than a decade without being charged with any crime. The BBC's Farhana Dawood reports on his case.
Who am I? My life. My freedom. Both taken away on Thursday, 14th of February, 2002.
An internet video made by the Save Shakar campaign. Shakar Amer has been imprisoned at Guantanamo Bay for 11 years without charge. His wife is raising their four children alone, but as her father, Saeed Sadiq, told me, waiting for Shakar's return is taking its toll.
At the very beginning when he was captured, he offered if she wants to divorce her, but she refused. She said, no, I live without you and wait for you. And meanwhile, in 11 years period, so many times she fell ill, mentally very disturbed, very disturbed. Waiting, it is very difficult, very hard. Sometime whole night she was crying in the bed. Because this life is neither die nor live. Should be done something.
I met Saeed Sadiq at the office of Jane Ellison, the family's local Conservative Member of Parliament. She recently led a parliamentary debate on Shakar's case and is at a loss to understand why he is still being detained.
Our argument all along is, of all the people in there, surely the most obvious person to release as soon as possible is someone who is wanted back by the government of a trusted ally with whom we share intelligence at the highest levels and who is willing to have him back, and which has an excellent track record of resettling former detainees. To me, it's just an obvious first step if the president is serious about closing Guantanamo.
Shakar Amer was one of the first foreign terror suspects taken by US forces when they entered Afghanistan in 2001. It has been alleged that he was a member of the London branch of Al-Qaeda, recruited fighters, and received payment from Osama bin Laden. He says he was working at a school in Afghanistan.
He was actually captured by sort of Afghan warlords and actually sold to American troops.
His lawyer is Clive Stafford Smith.
The Americans haven't charged him with anything, so it's not like they're holding him because he's committed a crime of some sort. Indeed, he's been cleared twice, in 2007 by the Bush administration and much more thoroughly in 2009 by the Obama administration. So no one is saying he's committed any crime. And I have challenged MI6 to put up or shut up, I mean, to tell us if indeed they're submitting material to the Americans to justify his detention. Naturally, what MI6 does is refuse to answer. And MI6 has a motive, and the motive is that Shakar is a witness against them. I've known for a long time and have got through the censors the fact that when Shakar was being tortured in Bagram, there were MI6 or British Secret Service agents present.
Those allegations that the British Intelligence Service, MI6, are holding up Mr. Amer's release for reasons of protection from prosecution were also raised by Jane Ellison in Parliament. The Foreign Office Minister, Alistair Burt, said the government had acted to make the security forces more accountable. He added that compensation had been paid in cases of wrongdoing and said there was no part of his government that was holding up Mr. Amer's release.
I'm aware of these allegations being made, and I want to make it very clear that all parts of government are pulling in the same direction for Mr. Shakar Amer's release.
The US Department of Defence won't discuss Mr. Amer's case with the BBC, but said in general security assurances were required from the country of settlement before a detainee could be released. Many US lawmakers feel the prison should stay open, that the detainees are too dangerous to hold on the US mainland, and that suspects should only be tried before military tribunals. Congress has imposed several restrictions on the release of inmates. All military spending, including the transfer of prisoners away from Guantanamo, must be approved by them. And the US Secretary of Defense must certify that an individual detainee would not engage in terrorism or act against the United States in the future. Under this political climate, no inmates have been released from Guantanamo Bay over the past year.
The BBC's Farhana Dawood. Take a break. When we come back, we'll check in with NPR's Code Switch and have our Aki Homage. Here and now.